You sit down to meditate. You close your eyes, and within seconds, your brain produces a grocery list, a regret from 3 years ago, and a surprisingly detailed opinion about a conversation you haven't had yet. So you try harder, you clench your focus, you tell yourself, stop thinking, and the thoughts get louder. That is not a personal failure, Dr. Stan. That is a documented psychological mechanism, and it has a name. Psychologist Daniel Wegner identified what researchers now call the ironic process, the phenomenon where deliberate suppression of a thought reliably increases its frequency. Think of it as the white bear effect. Tell yourself not to think about a white bear, and a white bear is all you see. The same mechanism fires in meditation. The harder you chase a blank mind, the more your brain floods with content. Research confirms this directly. The goal of meditation is better described as changing your relationship to thoughts than as suppressing them altogether. That reframe is not a consolation prize, it is the actual mechanism. Focused attention meditation trains sustained attention in the presence of distractions, not the elimination of distractions. The target was never silence. It was never silence. Now, here is what is actually happening inside your skull when you sit down to practice. Mind wandering is defined as thought that shifts away from the external task and the goals associated with the activity in progress. When your attention drifts, activity increases in what neuroscientists call the default mode network, a set of brain regions strongly associated with self-referential thought, past reflection, and future worry. That is why your mind does not wander to neutral static. It wanders to you, your plans, your fears, your unfinished business. The key idea is that this is not dysfunction, it is your brain's baseline operating mode. But here is where it gets interesting for you, Dr. Stan. The moment you notice you have wandered, a separate system activates, the salience network. That noticing is a distinct neurological event, and the act of returning your attention engages executive control networks. Three phases, three different brain systems, not one undifferentiated mess. That means every time you catch yourself drifting and come back, you are completing a full neurological circuit. Researchers call this meta-awareness, the ability to recognize that attention has drifted, and it can improve even when thoughts continue to arise. A practical cycle looks like this. Select an anchor, like the breath. Notice that attention has wandered. Acknowledge it without self-criticism. Return. That is the rep. A 2023 meta-analysis of five studies involving 304 participants found that mindfulness-based attention training produced small but meaningful improvements in mind wandering and meta-awareness compared with no training. A separate randomized study found that combining attention monitoring with acceptance, treating thoughts with less resistance rather than more force, reduced mind wandering more than attention monitoring alone. For example, instead of labeling a stray thought as a failure, try a technique called cognitive labeling. Simply name what arose. Planning, memory, worry. That single word creates distance. It shifts you from being inside the thought to observing it. Acceptance is not passivity. It is a precision tool. Remember this, Dr. Stan. The wandering mind is not your enemy. It is the weight on the bar. Every noticed distraction is a mental rep. Studies of 1- and 3-month intensive meditation retreats have reported reductions in mind-wandering frequency. A 7-week mindfulness training study found lower self-reported mind-wandering and better sustained attention performance than a no-training comparison. Even brief mindful breathing exercises have produced measurable reductions in mind-wandering. The evidence points in one direction. The practice works not by producing stillness, but by shortening the gap between drift and return. That gap is the skill. The takeaway from this lecture is precise and non-negotiable. Success in meditation is not the absence of thought. It is the speed of the notice and return cycle. Every time your mind wanders and you catch it, you have not failed. You have just done a rep. The stillness trap is the belief that silence is the goal. Drop that belief, and the entire practice opens up.